You're listening to National Prison Radio, and welcome to the new Transition and Hope series brought to you in partnership with INGEUS. We have put this series together to remind you that as you move forward through your prison sentence, support from organisations such as INGEUS and the opportunities to transform your life are within your reach. Transition can feel uncertain, but it's also a powerful chance to create a future that works for you. I'm in the offices of INGEUS, who are one of the many providers of after-prison care, and I'm really delighted to be joined by Leonie. Leonie was sentenced to 3 years in prison and served 13 months. Leonie now works to support people on probation with emotional well-being and delivering interventions around stress and anxiety. Leonie, welcome to National Prison Radio.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, can you talk to us about the lead up to your prison sentence and what challenges that you were facing at the time?
Yeah, thank you. So I was using crack and heroin before my sentence. So at first I was using like cocaine and cocodamol, and then it progressed as my active addiction progressed. I was also selling myself from my house at the time and other areas, and things just got messy. I was working full time as well at that point, and then had to take some time off work. But my addiction just got worse and worse as we went along. And then it wasn't until the arrest that then everything really came to a head. So after the arrest, I then got clean from those substances, well, from all substances, and started to attend Narcotics Anonymous, which really helped me. So yeah, I was bailed, and then basically I got clean because I just knew that my life was a mess through using substances.
And you've just said you knew that your life was a mess from using substances, but what would you say was the main turning point of you actually deciding it's now that I need to get clean?
So there was a couple of moments, really. So I had one moment where it's a bit of a funny story, but I was in my bedroom, and I remember being in the window, and I just like felt I was in some sort of like psychosis. So that was one moment, but then the arrest was the other moment, and I knew I was under some serious charges for my first offence, and that's when I knew that something had to change, and the change needed to come from inside.
Brilliant, Leonie, thank you. And you served 13 months in prison. Can you talk to me about what jobs you did in the prison, and if anyway these prepared you for employment on release, and what support the prison offered you leading up to your release to find employment?
So basically, I was a yes sir, no sir person, so I basically would do anything because I was very frightened. So I actually worked in the gardens in prison. It got me out of my cell because it was through COVID time and we were on 23 and a half hour bang up. So I just did something just to get me out. I would also feed the chickens on a weekend because I was quite unwell mentally since being sent to prison. So it really helped me in those moments and kept me busy. Prison didn't really help me gain employment. I actually came out in a far worse position than when I went in. So I had no job, and it took me over a year to find employment.
So you mentioned you struggled to gain employment upon release. What do you feel the main barriers were to you getting a job?
So I think the main barrier really was my conviction. I've never really had an issue with getting employment before being sent to prison, and I applied for anything and everything, and I couldn't get those jobs. So I would get into the interviews sometimes, and as soon as I gave them my disclosure form, the atmosphere seemed to have really changed. So it's really difficult.
Okay, thank you, Leonie. So you was released and you started working with probation, and you attended an 8-week peer mentor training program through INGEUS. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, so at first it was kind of just something to do, and then I started to discover that I actually had a lot of skills to be able to help other people. And now with that experience of being in custody and going through the justice system, I could then help other people on that journey as well. It was just a really eye-opening moment that I actually had a lot more within me to not let what had happened to define my future.
And your conviction now definitely hasn't defined your future, because you gained employment with Ingeus as a personal wellbeing mentor, and you've recently been promoted to an advisor. Can you talk to us a little bit more about these two roles?
With the peer mentor job role, this is around helping people transition from through custody back out into the community, helping with filling in forms, like benefits, that sort of stuff, housing, anything that I could help with, you know, to sort of do the practicalities of life to support them with that, then that's what I would do. And then where my heart really is at is with the emotional well-being. So this is working through our emotions, being able to sit with them even if they're uncomfortable, but then also to know that those emotions aren't ourselves as well, because they pass and they come and go, but we actually never move. When the emotion goes, we don't go, so we are not the emotion. So that sort of stuff, but also how to manage them, so being not so fearful of those uncomfortable emotions, but then to actually go, how can I help myself in this moment? And I always sort of ask myself now, like, what do I need right now that will help and support me? And that's what I want to pass on to others.
Amazing, Leonie. Thank you so much. And finally, what advice can you give to anybody who's listening, who is coming towards the end of the prison sentence and is worried that they may not have the support they need upon release?
I would say to speak with their probation officer to see what support is out there for them, and to grab it every possible support that they can get in many different areas, just to keep receiving that support, keep going. Times are, as we know, so hard in prison, but actually we can then come through that and become stronger due to our experiences. So I would just say, keep believing in yourself. You have so much to give and so much to offer.
Brilliant. Leonie is one of the many people with experience of prison who are working to support you after your release whilst you're on probation. Whether it's building confidence and resilience, finding employment, improving your money management skills, finding a place to live, or setting achievable goals, the support to help you make it happen. This is your journey, and each step forward can be filled with hope and endless possibilities. Ingeus are one of several different providers of after-prison care, so make sure you speak to your prison offender manager to make sure you've got the right support lined up for release.